Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 6. The Bible says, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, and her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning, and let us solace ourselves with loves. For the goodman is not at home, he is gone. He is gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. Verse 21, with her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, and as fools to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children, and attend at my words. Attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Oh God, help us. Doesn't those scriptures stir your heart tonight? Would you pray for me that the Lord would help me preach tonight, that the Lord would speak to our hearts? Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. You know everyone that is here. You know our hearts. God, you know all about us. I believe you to help us, Lord, as we look to your word. I believe you, Lord, God, that you would have your way, and that you would move. I pray, God, that you'll speak to us from your word in a special way. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, the church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on a friendly evil. A friendly evil. Solomon here is talking about, no doubt, this demon of lust, this demon of adultery, this demon that, as he says in verse 26, many strong ones have been cast down by this. We live in a day and hour where it is no hidden thing, where it is no secret. Probably could think, relate this to individuals maybe we know. Maybe even some here tonight could relate this even to your own life without the grace of God. Notice here that the Bible says now she is without. Now. Right now there is a force and a temptation of hell that is out to tie into a God-given desire in every human being. And, you know, it's just like a horse, a lot of strength. But a horse can kill and destroy if it's not under control. There's a lot of God-given desires and things that He gives us in our life, but we got to bring them under control, bring it into subjection. You take a wild horse, I don't want nowhere near him, but you take a horse under control, it can do great things, amazing things. I've seen horses, you know, being obedient, and they was brought into subjection of their master. And I want the Lord to help me tonight. There's things, there's desires, young people, that you have in your life. There's desires that we have in our body. It must be brought into subjection to the Holy Ghost. It must be brought under the blood. If it's not, it's just like a wild horse. I'm going to give you a horse. Guy one time gave me 7 horses. They wasn't one of them worth a nickel. They was all wild. One of them about killed me. You can ask Sister Bethany. And but when he was trained, when he was brought under subjection, I loved that horse. I loved to ride that horse. And so it is in our life. Amen. There are, amen, things that is not wrong unless it's out of control. And it is oh so destructive, out of control, out of submission, out of that horse, out of that bridle, out of that, amen, that plow, out of that harness. Friendly evil here. The Bible says he looked out his window. Solomon, the wise man, looked out his window. If we could look out our window tonight, oh, the people void of understanding, the youths void of understanding. He discerned that he was a youth. He discerned that he didn't quite understand what the one was looking, amen, could understand. Now I'm telling you, young people, your parents say, you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Preacher will try to preach and say, you just don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. Here was a man that was void of understanding. He didn't have it. He didn't know the end result. But Solomon knew the end result. And here come this woman. Amen. Here come this evil. Now, I don't want to identify her so much as a gender, because it doesn't matter if it's man or woman. There's such an evil raging in our day and hour. Amen. People are turning themselves over to lasciviousness. And, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, men burned in their heart lust, men toward men and women toward women. Amen. We live in a day and hour where evil is out to destroy anybody he can catch. So I don't want to identify this one necessarily with a gender, amen, but I want to look at every one of us, amen. Could we just lift our hand and ask the Lord to deal with us tonight? Just lift your hand and ask the Lord to deal with us. Deal with us tonight, Lord. Speak to our hearts from your word, God. Have your way, Lord, tonight. Maybe a young person, Lord. Maybe a young man, maybe a young lady. Maybe a marriage, Lord, I don't know. But help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. The Bible says she caught him. Verse 13, she caught him. Oh, how many this evil brother Bobby has caught. Amen. Caught. You're caught. She caught him. She, amen, got a grip on him. I'm telling you, there's so much temptation. Amen. There's so much evil. So much forces, and the devil doesn't care. Amen. Now, he wants to make a fool out of everybody. And he would love to take you out of the church and take me out of this pulpit. Amen. It makes me tremble to think, amen, how the enemy would love to destroy my life. Amen. Not only those precious children, not only my lovely wife, but all this church and others, places I've preached, amen, classes I've taught, youth camps I've went to, and to think that the devil would pass me by. No, he would love to take me down. We've got to be on our guard. You've got somebody looking up to you. You've got somebody watching you. You say, well, nobody's watching me. Nobody cares. Oh, yes, you're making an influence for God. Who will pray those prayers for your family? Who will pray those prayers for your children? Who will pray those prayers for your cousins or whoever it is? If it's a young person that hasn't necessarily got their own family, amen. I know the Lord could bring somebody in to pastor this church and to preach. But, you know, I have a responsibility to stay right with God. She caught him. We used to play a game. I don't know if we made it up. We called it Capture the Flag. Seems like maybe some, you know, used to maybe play this and set what we had, you know, a line drawn out there. And we always liked to play it in the evening or at night. We played it in the Christian school. And we would have a flag. Most time just an old mop or something, you know, or, you know, just, and you had a team over here and you had a line, and if you got across on their line, they had to say cot, 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 the way we did it, you know, cot, 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 and you went to jail. And until somebody came and tagged you, then you went back across. Man, we play that for hours, you know, as young people. And, you know, late into the night or whatever. Then we had another game called Cops and Robbers, and you, that's the way you caught the other team, cot, 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 you know. And the cops caught the robbers. But here, and I can't say that word cop without thinking about that. And playing that game as a, you know, a young teenager or even younger, you know. But the Bible says she caught him. I think about people that the devil caught. Caught. She caught him. A friendly evil. She was so friendly. But it was his life that she was destroying. She was so nice. Maybe I could even say so beautiful. I don't want to tag that to her because holiness is beautiful. The flesh is fleshly. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I think we ought to praise, amen, godly character. Godly character, amen, is beautiful. But here she was so friendly to him. Amen. You think about, amen, Eve in the book of Genesis. The Bible says that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, more sly, more sneaky, amen, than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. You're talking about an evil that is out there that is so friendly, so subtle, so smooth and slick. Amen. Can just get in where you never realized they got in. Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 2 and 11 said, lest Satan should get an advantage on us. He wants to get an advantage on us. Every one of us, every marriage here tonight is under the attack of the devil. Now I know I appreciate some of y'all been married for years. Amen. I believe and I thank God there becomes a settled place in there. But, you know, young homes and hearts and things like that, the devil wants to destroy it. And there's not one he doesn't want to destroy. Amen. But for sure, amen, we must be on our guard. There is a friendly evil. Oh, it likes us so good. Oh, it's so friendly to us. She caught him with this friendliness. He never expected, amen, the end result. And that's exactly the way sin is. It comes from the most unexpected sources. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the serpent said, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Amen. Satan here come in the form of this serpent to the woman. And she said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, yes, lest ye die. Church, amen, we've got to be careful, amen, that tree, amen, of the knowledge of good and evil. We try to get so in depth in what we can know and identify. I'm familiar with one great ministry. If I was to name that ministry, probably every one of us would know this, know about it. But there was a great ministry in the United States probably some 30, 40 years ago. This preacher, amen, was being used of God. But he began to write a book. He wrote a book about what kind of, I guess the best way to put it is just like he was testifying tonight about just the vulgarity and the different things in America and different, and he began to investigate and all these different things. And most of the men of God that was close to him, amen, would tell, and a lot of them have already passed on or are gone, tell that when he began, he got so in depth, got so deep into those researches and trying to find out things and go on, that it caught him and he fell his own self. Now I want to tell you something, church. Amen, none of us have to fall if we follow God. But you get out of step with God, you're in danger zone. No human being is a match for a devil. You try to fight a demon on your own self. Those seven sons of Sceva, amen, they didn't have the power of God. The Bible said that devil come out of that man, amen, stripped their clothes off of them, amen, wounded all seven of those boys, amen, and they ran away naked and shameful, amen. They ain't nobody no match for no devil. I would never want to match up with a devil, amen, without God on my side. I've seen the powers of hell. I've seen the powers of darkness. I've got to have the blood of Jesus applied. I've got to have the power of God in my life. Amen. I know, amen, that we're no match for the devil. Amen. That's why the Bible said, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's waiting on that weak moment in your life. We're no match for him. She caught him, the Bible says. She kissed him, this friendliness, amen, that was going to destroy and ultimately destroyed this one that Solomon watched out his window. The Bible said fair speech. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. Oh, God, help us to not believe the lies of the devil. A lot of people would still be serving God today and wouldn't be in the clutches of hell if they would have just not believed everything the devil lied to them about. He'll promise you the world. It looks so good. It looks so wonderful. Amen. God help us. We live in a day and hour where society is geared to please the flesh and the eyes. You know, it's getting hot. It don't have to get hot in East Texas for people to take their clothes off. Some of you sisters or brothers, whoever, you know, the devil will try to torment you. I'm telling you right now, amen, shine like a light for Jesus in modesty. Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful. Shine like a light bulb in a dark world. I think the only time I ever buy diapers is at midnight. I wish Walmart was not open all night. Then we would create a habit of making sure we didn't need them before midnight. I mean, we just can't, don't see, it seems like every time we buy them, it's late in the night. Got to have them right now. And so here we go. Well, somebody was at the house or something, so Sister Bethany went with me. And I guess we'd been to church that night. I don't know. He was dressed, you know, nice. And she was, you know, had just, you know, normal holiness dress on. Praise God. Somebody say, praise God. We walked around there, and we was, of course, you know, since she went with me, we didn't just buy diapers. You know that. I didn't have to tell you that. But I set the stuff up there, you know, and tell that cashier, now, we want to at least spend $50. She says, well, you ain't got to worry about that. Looking at the cart, you're going to go way over that. But anyways, we come around the corner, and there's this man, you know, and you can tell they just, you know, I mean, God knows the heart of every man, and we judge by what we see, but God judges the heart. But you don't have to be smart to see. I mean, they was not in the good way. They was not, you know, living for God. There was this, you know, and this lady, and you could just see the turmoil on her face. And I, you know, standing there, and I kind of seen, look, Sister Bethany come around there. I don't know if she knew about God. I don't know. Sister Bethany never saw it. But I'm going to tell you, that girl got under conviction of the Holy Ghost. I mean, Sister Bethany walked around there, and it was just like it took her breath away. She got under conviction of the whole. You don't know. Her grandma may be a praying woman somewhere in America. I mean, you know, I'm sorry that I judge them, but I'm not condemning them. But I, according to their appearance, they wasn't living for God, okay? Don't nobody get upset at me. I didn't preach a sermon to them. I just simply perceived. I'm trying to pick my words carefully here. God is their judge, but I perceived that that girl became under conviction when she saw my wife. Hallelujah. Maybe just the Lord showed me that. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies. In this dark hour we live in, people take their clothes off. Modesty is almost a thing unheard of. Shine like a light for Jesus. The angels will guard you. I said the angels will stand at attention at your modesty. I believe God is pleased. It's worship to the Lord. The Bible said worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I mean, the world has got to the place where they just want to see exactly. I'm telling you, we live in a bad day and hour. Amen. But I thank the Lord for His protection over us. Amen. And we don't have to fall to this friendly evil. Whether it be on the internet, whether it be in a magazine, whether it be, you know, whatever it is. It's a friendly evil, but it will destroy a person's life. There's homes that's broken up right now because of this friendly evil. Fair speech. The Bible says, lest Satan should get an advantage on us. And then he goes on to say, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Why does the preacher preach against some things? Because we're not ignorant of his devices. Amen. And so, when the devil comes and when the forces of hell try, amen, to force his way in, we've got to be strong to stand and withstand against it. Amen. Her fair speech, the Bible said she caused him to yield. Amen. And so here we have in 2 Corinthians 11:3, the Apostle Paul said, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. Amen. That the devil would sneak in some way. That's why we've got to be on guard. That's why we've got to have straight preaching. That's why we've got to have the Holy Ghost that can deal with us and speak to our hearts. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost knows what we're going to face tomorrow. The Holy Ghost knows what we'll deal with. Amen. Next week. The Holy Ghost knows what was yesterday. Amen. He knows exactly what's in the hearts and minds of everyone. The Bible says she caused him to yield. Gave himself over to it. Amen. Bible tells us that when the woman saw that fruit on that tree, she looked. Amen. We've got to be careful what we look at. I'm going to just go ahead and preach this message tonight since I'm here. Amen. The Bible says if you look on a woman and lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart already. Amen. That's why pornography is a sin. It's a disgrace in the eyes of God. A tearing down of one of the most wonderful things God has given mankind. Amen. And so here we have, amen, such a serpent that is causing her to look. Amen. You can't, you know, somebody said, well, what about that first look or that first glance? Listen to me. Somebody said you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. You might not can keep that passing thought from passing through your mind when you see something, but you don't have to stare at it. You might not can keep somebody from texting you, but you don't have to return text messages. You don't have to continue on conversation. You might not can keep, you know, from being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but you can get out of there. You can move on out of that situation. That's what Joseph did. He left his coat. There was nobody else in the house. I believe if Joseph would have knew nobody else was in that house, he wouldn't have went in there. But he's just so wrapped up in trying to do all he could do, he just goes in there, and there she is, Potiphar's wife. She had it all set up. Amen. We've got to be careful. Whether no matter what it is. Amen. We've got to be careful. The Bible says when she saw. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. Amen. The devil makes sin so pleasant to the eyes. Why? Because all that is in the world. In 1 John chapter number 2 said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Then he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. He makes it so beautiful to the eyes. The eyes is the window to the soul. Everything about us God created. He didn't just create our spirit. He created our mind. He created our body. He created our eyes. He created our... God created everything about us. Now, I know we're not spiritual as far as like we can't, you know, like devils just disappear and go over here, you know, and all that. We're human. We got flesh. We got, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, you got to walk there or drive there or whatever. But still, it all coincides at some form or fashion. And the devil knows exactly, amen, what you like and what you don't like. To the eyes. You got to be careful what you look at. Young people, if you're looking at the wrong thing, whether it's on the phone or the internet or television or whatever, you watch out. He'll get your soul through your eye. He got Eve through her eye. She saw it. Man, so she lusted after it. The Bible said, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. So don't say God tempted you. Said God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. The devil hangs that fruit out there, looks so beautiful to Eve. Amen. And Lot, when Lot went down to Sodom, it didn't start with Lot at Sodom. It started with Lot standing on a hillside, amen, with his holiness uncle Abraham, who was strict, and he wasn't going to put up with no, you know, just all this going on and stuff. He said, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to figure something out. And it started when Lot looked and saw those well-watered plains. And that's what the devil wants to do, is make it look so beautiful. He'll even have success stories for you to know about. I want you to know, young people, If you're willing enough to listen to God, and willing enough to listen to history, and willing enough to listen to good preaching, amen, for every one success story, there's 10,000 stories of destruction. On the same path, the devil brings up that one. Come on, be honest with ourselves here. Amen. There's people that have, amen, that have went the wrong way, amen, and have ended up where they wished so desperately they could get out, but they couldn't get out. The Bible says, like an ox going to the slaughter. Amen. Just said a dart will strike through his liver. Amen. What is it that she caused him to yield? Amen. Here we have it said, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired, to make one wise. Amen. That's why we've got to be like Paul. He said, I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a captive. Away. We've got to be dead to self, dead to the flesh. Amen. Dead to our wants, dead to our desires. Amen. We've got to let God take over. Amen. With every problem we face, don't ever stop fighting against it. Never give in to it. So many people have fallen to this friendly evil because they finally just yielded themselves over to it. Said, okay. Fought it for a while. Its goal is for us to let it in so it can destroy us from the inside. Have you ever heard that saying, if you give the devil an inch, come on, he'll take a mile. If he gets his foot in the door, amen, y'all see them, elevators? You try and, somebody said, oh, wait, stick your hand in there, man. It ain't gonna smash you. It's gonna open. Had the devil get his foot in the door. Hallelujah. And then he'll just come right on in. Me and Jody went to Virginia. We come down that, of course, I mean, I'm running through that airport, we're trying to get over there, and Bethany's dad's telling me he's waiting over there. And so we go down. You have to go around Robin Hood's barn to get anywhere. Go up, down, escalator, stairs, all this stuff. And so here we go. I'm getting tired of it. And we're coming down this escalator, and this train pulls up. We're going to get on it and go over to the main gate, I guess. Well, I mean, Jody, he's got a heart condition or whatever, but I don't, as far as I know, I don't have no heart condition. So, man, I'm just a running. I run right up there and get in. Well, here he comes, just moseying up there with his, and of course, the train's pretty full, and said, stand clear. Doors are closing. Well, I just stuck my hand right out there. I mean, of course, the doors open back up, I guess if it would have took off, I probably could have pulled my hand in. I don't know, but it didn't. And, it's got sensors all around. I mean, it's fancy stuff. Man, I got so many dirty looks. It's like, looking at me. Or, well, who cares? The door opened back up and five more people got on here. You come on, let's go. And Jody got on there, and we got to stay together. But that's the way the devil is. He'll stick his hand in anywhere and try to get that door propped open. The woman should have never conversed with the devil. Be careful how you try to make a deal with the devil. I wish somebody would tell the United States that about these Arab countries and Iran and things like that. You can't make a deal with the devil or his people. You can't make a deal with the devil. Try to make a deal with. You can't make a deal with the devil. Oh, he'll make a deal with you, all right. He'll destroy your life. The Bible says he knoweth not. And this is the last thing I'm going to preach. I'm done. This friendly evil, this one that this evil catches, the Bible says, he knoweth not. Here he goes, following this evil, and he don't even know that he's going to the slaughter. He doesn't even know that it's going to destroy his life. And so likewise, I've seen people with promises, amen, walk out of the house of God, or walk away from their family, or walk away from a wife, or walk away, amen, from a godly lifestyle or whatever, walk away, but they didn't know it was for their life. The Bible says he goeth after her. She caused him to yield as an ox to the slaughter, as the fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not the lack of what he knew. Oh, God, help us. This man that was void of understanding. Now, I want to preach to you tonight, young people. Amen. You got to be oh so careful with your associations. You got to be oh so careful with those you hang around. Amen. There's demon forces in darkness. Amen. That'll get a hold of a person. Amen. And cause them to be driven into a lifestyle. Amen. Whether, you know, homosexual lifestyle or lesbian lifestyle. Amen. There's spirits of that stuff. You got to stay away from it. You got to be careful hanging around that. Letting your children hang around or however it is. You got to be careful. You got to be oh so careful. We're not dealing with a job. We're dealing with our soul. We're not dealing with just so much what people think about us. We're dealing with our soul. And it is always a friendly evil. So friendly. I mean, everything just so nice. Just makes you feel so comfortable. They say that when a person drowns, that they just feel so comfortable. I thought, well, how do they know that? Who told us that? Said right before you drown, you just feel so comfortable. Well, either they dreamed it or something, you know, but it just the evil just make you feel so welcome. But they don't know that it is for their life. They don't know it's the destruction of their soul. I believe the Lord is helping us tonight. I feel the Lord dealing with us tonight. I do. I feel the Lord speaking to hearts. And we may not, amen, see it tonight in this altar, but God's dealing with somebody tonight. I'm very confident of that. The Bible says, for sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me and slew me in Romans 7:11. He said, it deceived me. I knew not. I didn't know. And I look at people and they're fully convinced, Brother Bobby. They're convinced that they're okay. But they're not. I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost can break through there. The power of the Word of God can bust that bubble. The power of the Holy Ghost and prayer as we pray for individuals and people that are so lost and whom the God of this world had blinded their minds. Amen. Lest the light of the glorious gospel should appear unto them. Amen. God can reveal Himself and show Himself, for God is not unrighteous. God is faithful, and He will reach where we can't reach. And He will deal where we cannot deal. Amen. And He will speak where we cannot speak. Amen. Knoweth not, doesn't realize it. The Bible said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God help us tonight, this friendly evil. I'd like for us to stand. Just reverence the Lord here for just a moment. Amen. Ask the Lord to help us. Amen. God knows what heart He would speak to tonight. What individual He would deal with. God cares about the hearts of man. God cares about the souls of man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you help me on the piano tonight? Mr. Bethany's got the baby. Let's pray. Lord, thank You. Thank You for dealing with our hearts. Thank You for dealing with our lives. God, You know why You led me this way, Jesus.
And yet again, You push it to someone else. Or I have given my convicting power to You, and You have pushed it off. I have sent messages to You, and You have said it's not God. They know what I'm doing. That's why this is coming forth.
Oh, God.
You have every time, even tonight in Your mind, during my message from my messenger, You have pushed it off once again. You have once again continued to put that shell and harden that heart against me and against my will. For You think that You will be the statistic that succeeds in doing things Your own way. In compromising and going the ways of the world and having the Christian label, but yet being filthy and unrighteous inside and in private. But I know and I have seen your secret sin, said God. I know what ye are doing when no one is watching. You can hide nothing from me, said God. For I have put my servant upon this place, and I have given my servant a message to speak unto you this night. Ye have a friendly people that is now becoming your lover. Ye would rather have your sin than have me.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, I will have both. For this is not the only church that goes to heaven. True. But I have placed you here under this man of God. And I have given you a message. And you refuse to heed and to be obedient and to be submissive to my servant and to the message that I give him. Have you not looked around, even in the past, at what I have done to others who have rebelled against even this man of God? Do you think I respect you above any other? What does my word say? Turn around. Look at others, even your age, that have turned away to chase the dream of lust of the flesh and the pride of life. That's all that's in the world. Don't you know? Go to that church that you want to go to, where you think you can fit in and be happy and do everything you want to do. Go ahead, and you'll pay the same price that the others that have done it will go and have paid. But I love you, and I choose to send this message, and I choose to deal with my servant to speak to you one more time and to try to dig in that heart and heart. Will you not cast your pride aside? For I have given you direction in thy life, and you have yet rebelled against that also. Seek me while I may be found, and call upon me, because there may come a time I won't answer. Heed to me, said the Lord. Heed to me. Heed to my message. For it is not for just one, but for many, said the Lord. Purge your heart, thank the Lord.
Come on, church, reach out to the Lord just for a moment. Have your way in my life, Lord. Reach out to Him, church. Have your way in our life, Lord. Reach out to Him, church. Have your way, God. Have your way. Make me, Lord, yours. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Reach out to Him, church. Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to try to make this as easy for everybody as it can. Let's all come together. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God knows every individual's heart tonight. God knows every heart tonight. He cares about one. He cares about one as much as He cares for all. Oh, He cares for us. Come on, we pray tonight. Let's reach out to the Lord.